Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive into the markets. Today, we're breaking down FuelCell Energy, ticker FCEL, a company that's been making serious waves lately thanks to its positioning in the clean energy space and a massive pipeline tied to AI data centers. Let's get right into it. FuelCell Energy has carved out a niche in stationary fuel cell power plants, delivering solutions that generate electricity with low emissions, while also capturing heat and even carbon dioxide for industrial uses. The business model spans the full life cycle, from design and manufacturing to installation and long-term service, which gives them recurring revenue potential beyond just selling the hardware. Headquartered in Danbury, Connecticut, and founded back in 1969, the company operates mainly in the US, South Korea, and parts of Europe. CEO Jason Few has been steering the ship toward high-growth opportunities like data centers and food and beverage applications, where on-site power and heat recovery make a real difference. With around 580 employees, it's still a relatively lean operation, but one that's scaling capacity aggressively. Looking at the revenue breakdown, the latest fiscal year showed the bulk coming from electricity generation and product sales, with service and advanced technologies rounding things out. Geographically, the US and South Korea dominate, though there's emerging interest in Canada and Europe. The pipeline is heavily skewed toward data centers, which reportedly account for nearly 90% of near-term opportunities. On the earnings front, the most recent quarter came in with a wider loss than expected, landing at about 53 cents per share versus the 44 cent consensus miss. Revenue also fell short of estimates, though management highlighted a 4 gigawatt AI data center pipeline and plans to ramp a 500 megawatt factory. Gross margins remain negative, but the focus is clearly on scaling volume to turn that around over time. In the earnings call, leadership emphasized the AI-driven demand surge, noting how fuel cells offer reliable, behind-the-meter power that bypasses grid constraints. They discussed capacity expansion timelines, strategic partnerships to support growth, and the importance of maintaining financial discipline while pursuing these large-scale projects. The tone was optimistic on the data center opportunity, but realistic about the execution risks ahead. The balance sheet shows solid liquidity with a current ratio above 8, supported by recent capital raises that boosted cash reserves. However, the company continues to burn cash through operations with negative free cash flow and widening net losses over the past several years. Debt levels are manageable relative to equity, but sustained profitability will be key to improving the overall financial picture. For the valuation setup, we used a price-to-book approach, given the company's stage and lack of consistent positive earnings or free cash flow. The model carries medium confidence because while book value provides a reasonable anchor, the thin operating history adds some uncertainty. That framework puts fair value in the neighborhood of $25, compared with the current price hovering right around there as well. What drives this outcome are a target multiple of 1.5 times book, reflecting a modest premium to the current ratio amid ongoing losses, plus assumptions around stable share count after the reverse split and gradual improvement in profitability metrics over the next several years. On the strength side, the company benefits from a strategic push into data centers and industrial applications, strong partnerships, and a full lifecycle offering that supports recurring revenue. Weaknesses include persistent operating losses, negative margins, and heavy reliance on external financing. Opportunities lie in the explosive AI power demand and behind-the-meter solutions, while threats range from execution delays on factory ramps to broader sector cyclicality and competition from other clean energy technologies. Recent performance has been nothing short of explosive, with shares up over 270% in the past 3 months and more than 300% over the trailing year. That said, the five-year return remains deeply negative, reminding us this is still a high-volatility name that can swing hard on news flow and sentiment shifts. My take is that FCEL has a genuine shot at riding the AI infrastructure wave if it can deliver on capacity and secure meaningful contracts, but the path to sustained profits is still long and uncertain. The valuation sits roughly in line with what the model suggests, so there's no obvious margin of safety here. I'd want to see tangible revenue traction and margin progress before getting aggressive. Remember, small changes in growth or discount assumptions can move these estimates quite a bit. All in all, FuelCell Energy is an intriguing high-risk, high-reward story in the clean energy space with real momentum behind it right now. As always, do your own homework and consider your risk tolerance. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.